Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 Hours. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Very excited about having Brad Van Horn on the show. Brad's a new friend. He's the president of Business Appraisal Services, LLC. He spent decades working on performance evaluations for thousands, count them thousands, of small businesses just like yours and mine. He's testified in federal court on behalf of ESOP trustees, and that's what he's here to talk to us about is the ESOP, the whole ESOP landscape. He's our new friend, Brad Van Horn. Welcome back. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much, Jim. It is my supreme pleasure to be here.
It's good to have you here, and our mutual friend Gary Pittsford sends his regards, and he's the guy who introduced us, our good buddy Gary. And hey, Brad, I want you to start out by talking to us about the business divesting landscape. I believe that there's going to be a greater need for ESOPs, for some kind of divesting solution going forward from yesterday forward than ever before, because yep. I believe that there are maybe hundreds of thousands of baby boomer owned businesses who in January of this year said, hey, this is kind of fun. I could do this for, I'm 70 years old. I could do this for five more years and this is fun. I'm not going to ready to retire. And now they're saying, I don't think I want to slay another dragon to get back to where I was. I'm just going to ride off into the sunset. What do you think about that appraisal?
Yeah, no. In fact, you're such a good lead-in because I was just looking at some statistics about that. But before I talk about this business divestiture landscape, I want to say I know you must have had teenage children in your house because your intro to you said that you're one bad apple. I got a kick out of that.
Thanks. Yeah, you know, I might and, except, and first, except I already have teenage grandsons, so that tells you about how old I am. But I do know the mind. I do know the mind of the senior baby boomer business owner. I can tell you that. So, what do you think? What are the stats showing?
Well, so we all have heard these stats about the aging baby boomers, and these are the people that grew up and built businesses, right, from the ground
nothing.
Up, from the bootstraps.
From nothing.
So I love these business owners, and we want to help them out. So what we're talking about today is really important because it's a solution to help them out. So in 2018, there was over 10,000 businesses that were sold in this country. So that's what you're talking about. And if you look at the stats, Jim, that's been rising. And if you look at where it's expected to go, you know, we're on the front end of what's going on with these baby boomer
right.
business owners. So that 10,000
never mind,
in a few years.
Never mind the coronavirus. I mean, time marches on, right? And so, you know, we're not getting any younger.
Yeah, Father Time takes no prisoners, right?
That's right.
So this is the big thing. So in about 3 or 4 years, that number is going to be 20,000
yeah.
businesses sold. And a few years after that, it would be 50,000. It's really going to crescendo. And there aren't enough other businesses out there to just gobble all these
right.
guys up. So
right.
we need a solution. And employee stock ownership plans actually represent a wonderful solution.
ESOPs. And they're getting easier, aren't they? I mean the requirements – the technical legal requirements are getting a little bit easier, aren't they?
They are. I think I would attribute that to the fact that we're just smarter. You know, I grew up in a day when I didn't have an internet. I didn't,
right.
you know, Google didn't answer all my questions. Today,
right.
business practitioners know more about ESOPs than they did 10 years ago because they got educated much more easily, and that's really
But there are new but there are new rules, aren't they, which I'd like for us to talk about when we come back. There are new rules that make it easier for smaller firms to do ESOPs, right? Aren't there some new rules there?
There are initiatives that that give better tax benefits on a state and federal level. There are localities, municipalities that are giving some tax benefits.
And administration issues. I want to talk about, we come back, folks, we're going to talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly of moving in the direction, I should say, of an ESOP, an employee stock option program, rather than selling it to another company. Keep it in-house. 20 Tail, right back with Brad Van Horn. I'm Jim Blassie.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.